tonight I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, we're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday right here on Radio 1, 95.9 FM, 1450 AM, right here at Radio 1. Man, we rock here every Friday because I am on a mission. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'm so tired of folks moaning and groaning and whining about what somebody won't give me, what they won't do for me. When you have all of these talents and gifts to do it yourself. I see folks in here in the studio just nodding their head. That means they must agree.
Absolutely.
And I have a great group here with me today. I have, he's a regular now, Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. The Minor Football League. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, good to be here.
All right. I also have a special guest today, Miss Takora Washington. We're going to talk about hair today. And all you ladies out there, get ready, because I'm telling you, I have some questions about hair.
I ain't got none, so I can't say too much.
Well, I have plenty, so yeah. I'm here to answer.
All right. All you folks walking around here patting your head. You ever run up to the light that much? Yeah, you be patting those heads.
I thought they beating themselves up.
I said, man, you're talking about self-hate. Beat yourself in the head. But Takora's going to tell us what that's about. We're going to talk about wigs, weaves, hair. If you have a hair question today, this lady here can answer the question for you. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And welcome, Takora.
Hi.
All right. Now, where is your shop? Where do you do your hair mostly? Are you in D.C., Maryland, all over the place?
No, actually, I am not a hairstylist.
Okay.
What I do is I sell hair extensions.
Okay, hair extensions. Okay,
yes.
You don't sell. Okay, I got you.
And I have a website.
All right, and you're going to tell us what that is quickly?
Yes, my website is www.adoreHerVirginHair.com.
So you're telling folks, now, I'm not going to jump the gun here, but like, forget the styling, folks. Just put some over that head. And keep
come on, Dan. Now you're joking on me. I'm not putting nothing on my head but a hat.
You got a wig on for miles.
No.
Well, no. The people that buy my hair, they have stylists. I have a personal stylist that does my hair, and she also puts my hair extensions into her shop. She works on Phoenix Hair Salon Suites in Northeast Washington, D.C.
All right, folks, so hang around for Takora. She's coming up on the next segment at 10:45. We're going to talk a little sports today. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on. There's always something going on in the NFL. I was reading an article there, Miles, about the NFL is trying to help these athletes who are so often going broke. And I heard they were trying to initiate a program where they're making some of them into MBAs. Which is, I thought that was pretty cool. So we'll follow that one.
That's theory only. It's just some theory.
Yeah, they're trying to do some PR.
All they're doing is PR. You know it, not me.
I know you would set the record straight. But they always roll out these photo ops. When really, you still got the CTE issue, you still got the Colin Kaepernick issue, you got all this Jemele Hill stuff going on. These guys have a PR problem. So they're trying to do stuff, in my opinion, to try to make themselves right. Am I on to something here?
Yeah, you most definitely. You know, it's like you get a hole in the dike, and everybody, when they run and put a Band-Aid there.
Right.
Don't forget, instead of doing the surgery, they try to Band-Aid stuff, and that never works, as you know. The NFL just have a lot of internal problems they need to deal with, really.
They need to bring you in there and straighten them out. That's what they need to do.
I'm worried about the NFL, nothing else.
Go ahead, man. You got your own thing to worry about.
There you go.
All right, folks. Also, Hurricane Maria down there is wrecking havoc down in Puerto Rico. So we send all of our love out to Puerto Rico. I'm just tired of these hurricanes. Man, they just don't let up.
Turn around one after another.
Jose, Maria, Harvey, Irma, what in the heck is going on? And in spite of that, Trump and company still trying to pull out of the climate accord in Paris. We don't need that climate accord. Hurricanes are fine. I have the biggest hurricanes right here, bigger than Obama's hurricane. This guy got some issues. He's got to compare everything to Obama.
Absolutely.
And now they're trying to roll back the health care bill again, once again, on September 30th.
They'll never get it. They never pass it.
I hope not, because
you don't have nothing to replace it with.
There's nothing to replace it with. This thing they have has no CBO score. They just, it's all politics, and it's trying to undo what this black man put in place.
That's all they've been trying to do for a long time. And it's just not working. I mean, I think people fell for the okey-doke before. I think right now, you understand, a lot of people always say, well, what are we going to replace it with? If you're going to replace something, you got to have something, another alternative. They don't have that.
You got to have something to replace it with, and that seems to be the problem that they keep. We know what the problem is. They just want to undo.
Right.
Think about it. Think about the alternative. You're going to have a landmark piece of legislation that transcended from generation to generation with a black person's name on it.
And they don't want that.
That's just killing them,
They've
boy.
Been trying to erase stuff with our names on it for years, decades.
And now they're trying to name this other thing Trump Care.
Yeah, we know about Trump Care, what that happened. Almost like Reaganomics. Remember that?
Yeah. See how that worked out, right? Trickle down and all this kind of stuff. We know that doesn't work. Let's see here. Also, Toys R Us, they are going bankrupt, but they're hiring for the holidays.
Yeah, that's bankrupt. That's like going out for business. And you know, they say going out of business. No, going out for business. And that's what they're doing. That's all.
I think they've been hurt, of course, by Amazon and some of the online big companies. And I think they will finally, I think they are going to bite the dust eventually. But they did say they're going to be here through the holidays, and they're hiring right now. So I wouldn't, if you get hired by Toys R Us in this season, I wouldn't go out and buy any big houses or cars, because that's going to be a very short employment term, because they are on the ropes. They are on the ropes right now. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. This is, my name is Robert Gatewood. I'm the host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. And Ms. Takora Washington of Adore Her Virgin Hair.
Yeah, it's her. She want to make sure you know it's her.
Okay. Takora going to set me straight over here. I like it. My company is Gatewood Marketing. If you need any advertising, marketing, branding, you need a logo, you need a website, you need some social media help, go to my company at gatewoodmarketing.com. We have been helping companies. As a matter of fact, I had a young lady on the came by my office yesterday. She was a regular listener. She still is a regular listener of the show. She had been working for this company for probably 25, 30 years. And she said, Mr. Gatewood, I've been listening to you, and you have convinced me that this is something I can do myself.
Absolutely.
And so she came by a couple of months ago and retained my company.
Okay.
And we're about to do a big launch probably in a month or so.
Right.
And we've done her logo. We built her a website. Now we're doing her some flashcards. We're doing her a presentation kit folder. We're setting up her social media. And she said, Mr. Gatewood, the other thing you told me, that you have to do it right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she's in an industry it's not too saturated, but you got to set yourself apart.
Absolutely. Image is everything.
Image is so important. I've seen so many good companies with great ideas that suffer because they were penny pitching when it came to their image.
Yeah, go all out. Mm-hmm.
You might be a small company, but you can't look like a small company.
You gotta look like a big company all the time.
You gotta look like a big company. Now, one of the things I'm gonna talk about later in the show, now you need to put up a chair for this. Savings, security, short-sightedness. Now, what am I talking about this? There's a pendulum that's swinging. And once upon a time, we had what we call relationships in business.
Right.
Where you would actually work with the company next door. You would work with somebody that you knew, where you had built some type of rapport and relationship. And you grew together, and it benefited the community because you were part of the economic chain. You were a stakeholder in that company's success or failure. Well, somewhere along the way, as much as I love technology, people started thinking they can short-circuit the system. They can get around it.
Right.
And they started outsourcing everything. They started going overseas to get their services.
Cheaper.
Trying to get it
cheaper.
That
don't make it better. That don't mean it's better. It's cheaper.
They're trying to get something cheaper, faster, and they think people don't notice what's going on. Mm. So and the irony of it is that the company, the same companies that are doing this, are complaining that other people are doing it to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Ain't that something?
They're not looking in the mirror and seeing. I think Teddy Pendergrass had this song many years ago. It said, "You can't hide from yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are." And so what people are doing, they're saying, look, I'm going to go buy my web services and my logo and my this and that from the Indians, the Pakistanis, the Netherlands, the Swedes, or whomever, but I want you to buy mine. But what you're doing,
you're creating the hole that you're complaining about.
That's exactly right. Anybody who has understood Economics 101, it's like a chain. It's like the buyers, the sellers, it's like the customers, it's like everything has to go around in a wheel. So you can't all of a sudden send your money out somewhere else and then expect the money to keep coming back to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Financial karma.
Oh my God. Hey girl, you heavy over here.
She jumped in there. You know, she's sitting there, she's listening. She's like, okay.
You got more than hair on that head. You gotta
now you're joning on me again. Y'all. You got a head full of hair. She got all this hair. Now y'all just mess with me.
You got a brain up in there. I never doubted it, but I'm glad that you jumped in there. That made sense. There's financial karma.
That's
a good way to put it. So what I'm going to talk about on my sermon later in the show, we're going to talk about the importance of relationship building in a digital age, and we're going to talk about some of the, not just the economic implications of trying to be short-sighted, but you don't know where this money is going. You may be funding the right-wingers, the terrorists,
you're funding somebody.
Just because you see a slick website and you start throwing your money in it, you may be funding your enemy, the people who are trying to undo you.
That's right.
You also open yourself up to all kind of other problems. So I'm going to talk about that, and we're going to try to bring it back home. We're going to talk about bringing it back home and how we can do this and how the, and what kind of impact it can have on our community. Also, I want you to support our sponsor. Oh, yeah, we're having our first Friday networking event coming up in October 6th. We took a break for the summer, and for all those who are not aware, on the first Friday of every month, the Marketing Pulpit has a networking event where we bring companies together to talk about their services, to support other services. We have a vendor who's going to be introducing her bread pudding, and everybody's going to get a good sampling of bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the upcoming first Friday, marketingpulpit.com. It's right there on the homepage. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk hair. And don't be looking at my head there, Tecora. I know I got a little bit left. This is a marketing pulpit.
It's nice. It's nice.
All right. I like this lady.
You notice she never mentioned a bald head guy.
My boyfriend has a bald head. Okay. I love it.
Right back after the break.
Good morning. It's WOL Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by DC DMV. Inner loop of the Beltway, very slow down past Richie Marlboro Road now to get into the work zone that's after Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue before you get to Allentown Road. Stay to the right to get by in that backup. 295 is slow both ways now. Northbound approaching East Capitol Street. Southbound on 295 is slow from Burroughs Avenue down past Pennsylvania Avenue, but nothing reported in the way. DC has a new design for driver's licenses and ID cards, but your old license or ID is still good until it expires, so don't renew until it's due. They're all official. Now your WOL weather forecast. For today, a mix of clouds and sun, a high around 85 degrees. A few clouds overnight tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, some cloudy intervals, though, a high near 87. Steve Richmond for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right. If you have a business, and if you think about starting a business, or if you know someone who is contemplating throwing his or her toe in the entrepreneurial pool, you have landing on the right show. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gate with your host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. The show was started back in 2010. The name Pulpit came to honor my dear old dad, who was actually an entrepreneur too. My dad had a sharecropper. I know you young folks don't understand what a sharecropper was. Well, to get the cord
and you know, I heard enough people talk about it, but you know, hey.
These hands have picked cotton. I'm not just talking about cotton outfits off the rack at the store. I'm talking about cotton plants, putting it in a bag. Now, I was little. Now, the good thing about it, I was so small that my dad, he started a grocery store around the same time we were picking cotton, and he needed somebody to run the store.
And he saved you.
It saved me. He said, look, you're no good out here in the field. I ain't trying to brush your bubble or anything, but you ain't jack squat. You ain't picking enough cotton to waste a good sack. So I'm saying to myself, I would do anything to get out of this hot sun.
Yeah.
So he put me behind the counter to run a grocery store at the age of 8 years old.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was my first taste of entrepreneurship. Now, that's the lesson in that. One lesson is that we have to continually expose our young people to opportunities.
Absolutely.
The education system did a number on us, had us convinced that the only thing you can do is go to school, get a good job, and then wait on the gold watch at the end. I know I'm talking way before to chorus. When did all that happen?
Yeah.
But that's the way it used to be. But now we have to take the financial reins of our own destiny. We have to start businesses. Now, everybody can't start a business. Don't get me wrong. But you always have to be thinking about building
owning
your own and creating streams of income.
Absolutely.
Even if you have a good 9-to-5 job.
Don't depend on it.
A good government job. Think about building residual income, because those pensions and 501Ks, that stuff going to run out a few years after you get out of this, after you retire.
And you're going to wonder what happened.
You're going to wonder what happened. So what my dad instilled in me, I don't think he even realized the impact of that, and I didn't understand it, because from age 8, I started, even though the store didn't do jack, I mean, it was really like a big cupboard for us. We'd come out there and eat all the food and go out there and sell enough money to go to the basketball game. So we weren't exactly accountants. But what it did show me, that there was an alternative to the school system just going to work to get a job. So we have to expose our young people. So that's another reason this show is in existence, to let people know that there is another way. Now, if you want to get your business off the ground, if you want to start something, you want to sit down and talk about it, call me. Call me at 301-839-2836, and let's have a conversation about it. Like the young lady who's, I know she's out there listening, because she told me she listens to the show every week, and I say thank you. I just need more people like you for that bell to go off and say, look, I have all of these skills.
And don't be afraid. That's the big. That's the biggest myth of it. They're afraid to fail. How you know you're gonna fail unless you try? And that's what just gets me with people in general.
There's nothing. When you're on your deathbed, the worst regret to say I didn't try.
You didn't try. Absolutely. And that's the sad part. We're just afraid to take that leap of faith. And we talk about, we like the idea of owning something, we like the idea of being our own person, but when it comes to actually implement it, no, we get afraid.
Well, Mal, I'm gonna tell you something else too. That is another reason my service has been successful. People have come to me and they are afraid. I help them alleviate some of that fear, because one of the reasons they're afraid, they think they're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And you probably will fail if you don't get some help.
That's right. And know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
You are not wrong in thinking that you might fail if you don't get the right help and assistance. And so what I have done is help people who had that fear. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Miles. And Takora, I've looked at folks and said, look, you're not ready for this yet. Really.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You need to either get some more credentials, go back to school, hang on to that job a little longer. Maybe you can start doing this on the side. You can work in the industry as a part-time or volunteer in this field.
Learn the trade.
Learn the trade.
Understand it.
And so that, I don't just take everybody that comes to my door and say, look, hey, give me some money and let me go out here and make you successful, because some people are not ready for the success.
Absolutely.
So we have to do some preparation at some point. So don't be afraid to call a person like me who's going to guide you through these minefields. And once again, go to gatewoodmarketing.com or call 301-839-2836. Also, we want to welcome one of our new sponsors, Mr. CPI Leasing, Mr. Bill Willis.
Bill Willis. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, well, yeah. What we talking about, Willis?
Mr. Willis was a guest on the show. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, week before.
Week before. Mr. Willis, I was so proud to have him in the studio. He was featured in the Black Enterprise magazine. The guy just knows the car business inside, right, out, upside down, in and around. So he has a service that has two services, auto brokering. So if you're sitting there saying to yourself, I'm about to buy a car, or if you're in a car, you're upside down, you got bad credit, you're trying to get into a better deal, that's one service he offers. The other service is his limousine service. So if you're trying to get down to the Black Caucus, you're trying to give that special person a night out on the town, not imagine having that limousine to go pick that person
pick
up.
Pick you up. You ain't got to worry about, man, the tickets, because you know you get tickets here.
Oh, God, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you do.
Some people think the perfect evening is getting like a luxurious hotel.
Nah,
that's cool, too.
Yeah,
that's old school.
Coming and going. That's what you want to do. Be able, man, to maneuver yourself in this day and age, especially in D.C.
Do this. Get you a nice limousine.
You have some nice ones, because I use them myself. Yep. So, you know, hey.
They said that they're waiting for you when the event is over. Pick you up in style. You can have your party right there in that limousine.
There
I'm
you
telling
go.
You, folks. So call them. Go call Mr. Willis. As a matter of fact, we have a link on the. Where is it? His. You call him at 301-660-9903 or cpitransportation@gmail.com. And we're glad to have Mr. Willis on as a sponsor of the show. And support this brother. This brother has it going on. And treat that person right.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been thinking about this every time I deep plant that bug in my ear. If you want to really impress somebody,
yeah,
send a limousine to pick them up.
Image is everything. Image is everything.
That's the thing. Anyway, call that CPI Transportation at 301-660-9903, and we're also going to put it on the website. Now, we were talking about relationships. And one thing, one of the examples I'm going to give of relationships when I get onto that subject is coming onto a talk show. I met some really remarkable and talented and people I would have never met in my life had it not been for this show, including people like, right, Mr. Miles and now Tecora. And now I'm sitting here thinking about the hair industry. This is
trillion dollar industry.
Yes.
And I sent out an email blast yesterday, matter of fact, with this morning, and I kind of teased people because whenever I thought thinking about hair, I think about when I'm riding down the road, I see people patting their heads.
Beating themselves up on the real side. I thought something got in their head. They'd be slapping like.
Hey, before I even get into you, welcome again, Tecora.
Thank you.
What's going on there when people beating their heads?
Well, it's itching. If you have a weave or if you're wearing a wig, they are patting it because it's itching.
It's itching.
So, yeah, have dry scalp.
You can't just scratch it.
Us women, first of all, when you're wearing a wig or a weave, you don't want to mess it up.
You
but
don't
it's very
it.
Hard to get down into
you don't want to sleep
what
on.
You're sewing. And, you know, you have something sewed into your hair.
Right.
So it's hard to just, like how I can scratch,
right,
my hair now because I'm, you know, I have my real hair out today.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
You can't do that with a wig or a weave.
Tell me, Mr. Corey, don't you have a wig hidden somewhere, though?
Oh, I wear weaves.
Okay.
Yes. I am a lover of hair.
And the other thing where I was saying, it's not taboo anymore, is it?
No.
In the old days, people try to fool you. They try to trick you.
And had the worst hair. Wig going.
No, trust
on
me.
On sideways and everything.
No, oh, now you have people with hair that's all the way down to their back.
But excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off. What is with all these crazy color, purple, green? I mean, you know
it's
that's not their hair.
But you know what, Matt? Isn't some of that purple hair their real hair, though?
No, well, this that's not true. Every color that you see isn't fake.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people dye their hair.
Because I know a lady who has a hair salon. Her hair is like a red, like fire red. Oh. But it's her real hair. She just painted that top of her head
red.
I thought
they might be getting back at their family.
No, I have had my hair blonde. I have had my hair colored burgundy before. You know, when you see colors, don't think that it's not their hair. You know, you have some women that do buy, which to me is safer, to get a weave colored than your natural hair.
Absolutely.
Because you have to go through a bleaching process. And sometimes that wear and tear on your hair, it breaks your hair off. But people, you know, they go to weaves. They color the weaves, get the weaves in, and there you go with your style.
Well, let me ask you this, though, and tell us quickly about you. What made you decide to get into this line of work? And we're talking to Decora Washington. The number is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question, 1-800-450-7876. If you're over there patting your head as we speak, this sister may have an answer for you. She's actually going to give us a solution on how to not have to pat your head or stick that little mouse tail comb through your head. She has some real solutions, but tell us about your company and what made you decide to get into this line of work.
I just always love hair. I've always loved weaves. It was just something that I thought came natural to me. I am not a hairstylist by far, but I can tell you what best weaves to get for your hair. I can tell you what's a great product to use.
What look good on you.
And what will look good. On your hair and with your hair texture.
Let me ask you this: Has the hair business changed much since it first came along?
More people started selling weaves. More people got into weaves. I think that, you know, some people think it's an easy way to get money, but
I tell you what. Hang on a second there, Decora. We're going to take a quick break. I have in the studio Decora Washington and Richard Miles. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gate with your host. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really confused him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, I'm up here patting my head.
There you go. I can scratch mine. Nothing there. And I can rub it.
You don't have to pat your head, Miles.
Yeah, I can rub my head.
I see Alonzo over there patting his head. He doesn't have a hair on his head. Yeah,
like me.
Like you.
Yeah.
Boy, we're talking with Decora Washington. She is, tell us the name of your company again.
Adore Her Virgin Hair.
We were talking about patting people's heads, and we're talking about hair. Now, we're not talking as much about hair as we're talking about some of the things that people are using instead of their natural hair, including wigs and weaves and some of the... Now, why... I mean, let's use you as a guinea pig here.
You have
a head full of hair. Why in the world would you ever wear a wig or weave?
Styling, it is great for not putting so much tension on your own hair.
Okay.
And... different styles.
Ah.
Yeah, you don't have to cut or curl your own hair that's growing out of your scalp. You can buy a weave, a wig, and you can do whatever you want.
Change it like a pair of shoes or something.
Exactly.
You
guys like to have the necessity of shoes or maybe like Let me think of something else.
It's like adornment.
Yeah, like an accessory.
Accessory, okay.
Like a watch.
And like we said earlier, it's not taboo. Like, now I remember when I was coming up, man, somebody put a wig on, you
knew. Yeah, we'd be laughing. Yeah, and it was, oh, it looked terrible.
Same,
it was like
on backwards, sideways.
Hanging on sideways on your head, and you look at them funny, and they're like, what you looking at? I'm like,
got a chin strap underneath the head, and you keep the wind from blowing it off.
Around your ear like eyeglasses, you know.
Not anymore.
So what's different now than our aunties? I saw an article on your website. You said, this is not your aunties wig. What's different today?
Well, I'm just going to assume back then when you guys were coming up,
there you go.
Yes, the hair was synthetic hair, and they still have synthetic hair now, but now they do things with the synthetic hair to make it look more natural.
Okay.
But now, you know, women, we're getting into human hair. It's human hair. You know, you go overseas, a person grows their hair, cut it, and they style it into a wig. We have full lace wigs, silk top wigs, and all of that is just to determine how your hair would look parted. Would the scalp look more natural?
The part, see, that's the main thing. Yeah,
so
right now.
You, of course, so when you see a woman and this part of her hair where the part is bulky, and that's not really a good wig.
So you know how to help people get that thing just right.
I would tell them exactly what type,
get that rug right,
what
huh?
type of hair to get, what type of material you to get under your wig.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, when you're wearing a wig, is there something you should be doing to take care of your hair under that wig?
Oh, yeah.
What should you be doing if you're wearing a wig on a regular basis?
Making sure you moisturize it, making sure you keep it cornrowed, and, you know, not cornrowed so tight.
Don't mean to lie.
But
yeah, that tight
cornrowed. So you can have your hair wearing flat down, making sure you oil your hair. You can't wear the wig to bed. Okay. Take the wig off because your scalp has to breathe.
I'm just laughing. When you got the guy with you and he's like, hey, what's
just
up?
Just take it off and wash it.
Listen, if he loves you,
he should understand.
Exactly.
I'm going to take my hair off right now.
Yeah, you know, you have some women that, you know, they wear their wigs to bed with their, you know, new men in their life or new lovers because they don't want them to know, but.
Because he don't want to wake up and look like it's a different person and say, where the lady go?
But, Decor, one night's not going to hurt you, either, though. Can they get to do it one night?
No, one night won't hurt, but you have women that will say, okay, so this worked for me tonight. Maybe I should do it every night.
Right.
And that
don't get in the habit.
That won't work.
Don't get in the habit of sleeping. You know, you wouldn't sleep with your clothes on. You would, you know.
I don't know. I slept my clothes on a couple of times. I was that tired.
Women like to be comfortable.
Yeah, I was tired.
I know I like to be comfortable. I like to get into my PJs. I like to be comfortable.
Okay, well, let's go back to this initial problem, the patting of the head. What can people do to stop some of this patting of the head just itching like crazy? What do you recommend?
Oiling your scalp is good. But some people have dry scalp problems. Some people have flaky scalp problems. And a trick that I learned years ago that may sound crazy, but you take some sea breeze, and you go in between your parts.
What?
And you take a Q-tip, clean your parts out, and it will ease the itching.
Get out of here.
Or take a spout bottle, the spout bottle that, not the spray, but a spout.
Mm-hmm.
Put some sea breeze in that.
Sea breeze.
This sounds like this a lot of work, man, that she's talking about.
It's not.
Well, hey, look, I would rather them do that work than be patting their head going out.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a lot of work at all.
Hey, well, what do you get sea breeze? You can't walk in the store and buy sea breeze, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
you can go to CVS. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Target. Sea breeze is in your grocery store.
What is it? I mean, what is it?
Sea breeze is, it's a skin.
Okay.
It's a skin cleanser.
Okay.
So when your scalp is nothing but an extension of your skin.
So you take yourself a Q-tip and hit between those parts.
That's a trick. That's a trick that I learned, and it works. It works great.
Well, Tikora, you've been a great guest. Tell the people how they can find you again. If they have questions about how to get their weave and wig on and need some advice, give them some advice. Give them how they can reach you.
You can find me on www.adoreherverginhair.com. I sell weaves, wigs, clip-ins, U-tip hair, And also, I sell eyelashes for women that like to have eyelashes.
Oh, here we go. Something else.
So you can follow me on Instagram at Adore Her Virgin Hair. You can also follow me on Facebook, same name, Adore Her Virgin Hair, and Twitter at Adore Her Hair.
Get out of here. Man, this young lady is heavy.
She's sharp.
So you can get some of those long eyelashes that come out like 5 feet.
I don't sell those. Okay. I try to keep it classy, guys. Classy.
Flap your eyes and knock somebody else's eye out.
No.
But on the real side, though, I want to commend you for the job and your business and how long it's good to see people of color actually get into something that the Asian people been, you know, cornered the market on. And it just goes to show that, hey, we can do this too. And I'm willing to take a chance and show that we can do it.
And it keeps
I just want to.
Miles, you're exactly right. It keeps that money funneling in our community.
Absolutely.
That's not to knock anybody else's community, but we have to take care of our own community. We have to put our own people to work.
We
have to set an example for our kids, for that generation, those folks who are watching people like Decor here, these young people saying, look, I can do this too.
Absolutely.
So you're setting a great example, and we're proud of you.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We are so proud of you.
Thank
folks,
you
that's
so much.
Decor Washington. We also have our information on the website at marketingpulpit.com. We're also going to be shooting out some blast to our Twitter followers, our Facebook followers, and also we're on Instagram. So follow us. Go to marketingpulpit.com on Facebook. We're also Marketing Pulpit on Instagram. We're also Marketing Pulpit on Twitter. And you can also go to the website. You can also call me at 301-839-2836 if you want to talk about any of our guests. We're always trying to build partnerships between people who are on the show or people who are out here in the community just doing it in general. So we're like the partnering central. And so, Decora, feel free to stick around. We're going to talk about sports for a minute. Mr. Miles.
Yes, sir.
What's going on in the MFL? MFL, which is, I have to give this brother some props to because finally somebody has trying to keep, again, some of this money in our community. We're trying to take some of these talented players and give them a second chance. So tell us about what's going on in the MFL. And you can also reintroduce yourself to those who are not familiar with what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the founder and CEO of the Minor Football League. I tell people, they say, well, what's the Minor Football League? What that stand for? I say, Money for Life. And if you're smart and you understand business and you're talking about leaving a legacy for your kids, and also I want them to understand that it's another alternative to the NFL.
Right.
And we as people of color, we have to get out of it. We still on this illusion that, you know, I'll say that if it ain't white, it ain't right. And
right.
We got to stop that.
Right.
And with 32 teams across the country, we are franchising teams. And as you know, Robert, you know, we had several meetings with the clergymen.
Okay.
We had all of them. We had a meeting with them and the Sterling Black College's presidents. So, you know, we on the right track in terms of what we're doing, but it's still old saying is if they don't get it, they don't get it.
Right.
So we're
right.
not wasting time with that.
Right. So you're going to be starting your team, your league up in 2018 again?
2018.
Okay. And you're going to have 32 teams across the U.S., and what I really adore is the workforce opportunities, how you would go into some of these areas, because the coal mines, they're not coming back, folks.
Ever. And you don't want them to come back.
That's right. Black lung and all the problems that come with it, that we're glad that we're bid that one to do. The steel mills, they're not coming back, folks.
No.
So all these promises and false promises you're getting from Trump about we're going to bring back the coal and the steel, that's just selling a pipe dream. But what we can bring back to some of these very communities that are hurting economically is the MFL. Talk about some of the opportunities that come with a football franchise.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to allude to the fact that we're talking about taking players from the field to the front office.
Oh, that's
and we asking, you know, we're talking to former NFL players. Even the young men come out of college, if you've been there playing ball all your life and you realize It's not enough room in the National Football League. We have an opportunity for coaches, GMs, you know, trainers. I mean, these are jobs here, you know, that the franchisee can provide in that area. And we, and like you said earlier, we're talking about economic development, jobs where there are no jobs.
Right.
And we know what is the biggest economical thing you can bring to a community than a professional franchise.
That's right. There's so many jobs. There's so much money in these football and these sports in general. And I think it's time that we got a bigger portion of it in terms of ownership. I mean, it's one thing to go out here and run up and down the field for somebody, and I'm not knocking anybody because these guys get paid handsomely. But think about ownership. You can't pass that ball to somebody else when you're gone.
There you go.
When you leave that field, you're pretty much done. That's it. Pass the ball to your kid. Now you go run where I left off. No, you, Michael Jordan.
And
can't
the money
get
you was getting is no longer coming.
That's right. That's
no
right.
longer coming.
So we've seen people like Michael Jordan that go in and they buy a piece of a bigger team or something like that. But what about owning your own team?
There you go.
You don't have to be a Michael Jordan.
You don't have to be. I mean, this is something attainable now. And as I stated a lot of times, you know, we're people of color. We're the bigger consumers in America, and we have nothing to show for it. And we always complain about we don't get this. Let's stop holding our hands out begging people for stuff that we can do ourselves. It's about the time for us to stand up, you know, by our chin, our bootstraps, and do what we've been doing all our lives. We endured so many things in this country, and you telling me now that something attainable to you and you looking away from it, you know, come on, this is the last time that a person of color would get an opportunity to be a billionaire.
And we are seeing less and less opportunities. We're seeing less. I was reading some of the statistics. We did a show not too long ago on, like, the state of the black banks in America.
Oh.
It's like they are down to, like, zilch. And some major cities have zero black banks. And when we used to have black banks, now they're basically gone. They either went out of business, they were acquired by bigger institutions. If we don't have these institutions to call our own, it's more than just not making money. It's about leveraging power. It's about what kind of life we're going to live, what kind of community we're going to have, what kind of politicians we can influence. Because politicians, I don't care if everybody in your community vote for a certain politician. If you don't have some economic clout,
they back it, and it's non-existent.
And we've seen that in these elections where we come in, we vote people in, but if you don't have the economic clout to back it up, they're just going to screw you every time.
Absolutely. I mean, what have you done for me lately?
What have you done to me lately? So what I'm saying is that, of course, we have to do the political activism. We have to make sure that we're taking care of the public policy end. But there's also some economic responsibility that we have to take as well to make sure that we're setting ourselves up for a economic independence. And so you're going to hear me talk more and more about this economic revival, this economic bringing these businesses back to our community, supporting the ones that are there, helping bring in new businesses like the MFL, because everything doesn't have to be something that already exists.
There you go. I mean, think about it. The NFL was a joke before. The American pastime was baseball. And now, look, the people own 3 days of the week now.
And that's one thing I try to encourage, too, Mr. Miles, because everybody, they look at what people are doing.
Yeah, they want the easy thing.
Do something new.
Do something.
Create something. You're smart. We got this God-given gift. Let's use it.
Yes, we do.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about what is at risk when we decide to take the shortcut, to take the easy way out, or the path of least resistance. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by McDonald's on the inner loop of the Beltway. Still very slow from Ritchie Marlboro Road past the work zone after Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, where the left lane is closed again today. In that backup, 295 northbound, slowing from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, southbound 295. Slowest now from Burroughs Avenue down to Pennsylvania Avenue. McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches are here. Pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, and sriracha. Now with McDelivery, download the Uber Eats app and try one today. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. For today, mix of clouds and sun, a high near 85 degrees. A few clouds overnight down to 63. Tomorrow, Sunny, couple of clouds possible, high near 87. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat today. They inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
It's the Marketing Pulpit Friday. The number is 1-800-450-7876. I am the host. I am Robert Gatewood. We are going on year 8. We are.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And anybody that thinks this stuff is easy.
It's not.
But it's like anything, folks. It's what you're good at. You can't be Robert Gatewood. You can't be Takora. You can't be Mr. Miles. You
find
have to
your
be
niche.
You. That's that old saying, be yourself because everybody else is already taken.
Yes. There you go.
That's
right.
One of my favorite
be you. Be you. And that's why I'm proud to have these two people in the booth with me. They are being themselves, and they're willing to share their gifts, their information with others, and help to inspire, to let us know that we all can do this. It doesn't have to be what somebody else is doing. If you have an idea, don't be afraid to put it out there. I'd rather fail 100 times.
There you go, than not try at all.
And I've been telling the folks, if I could tell you guys all the businesses I've started, and it would just blow your mind. I've had a payphone business. I've had a home delivery restaurant business. I've had so many different types
of things. You endure, so that was the key to it. You endure, and you kept pushing forward.
And the other thing, Miles, is if you learn from each one of these experiences.
There you go.
Nothing is left on the table.
There you
go. End up using
it. Taking something from each one.
Take something from each
one.
That's
right.
That's exactly right. So we have in the studio Richard Miles of MFL. We have Takora Washington of Adore Her Virgin Hair. Did I get it right that time?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to talk about relationships. Now, I'm going to tell you what really got me to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, we were talking about the Equifax hack and how identity theft is running rapid. Everybody's being hacked. Everybody's being...
New way of stealing.
It's like... there is, and I hate to break this to you, folks. There is no 100% foolproof way to get to be secure.
None.
But what I am going to impart upon you is that you don't have to make it so easy.
Right.
Now just think about it. Let me think of, let's talk for a minute. Let's just say you sitting around the house one day and you having a dinner. And you say, I'm going to have a dinner party tonight. And I'm going to invite over some folks, and we're just going to have a good old time. So what you going to do? You're going to go down your list of people you know, your family, your friends, your neighbors, people you work with. And y'all come in there. You don't have to worry about people walking off of your channel. Well, some of those friends or family, you know, you may have to keep an eye on them. But
yeah,
for the most part,
like it's okay.
They might not. There's a pretty good chance you're going to, when they leave, your house is going to be intact. Your channel
right.
is going to still be there.
Yeah.
But let's just say you took that same scenario and said, look, I'm going to have a dinner party. I'm going to open it up to folks I don't even know. Mm. I saw them driving down the road in a nice, shiny car.
Say, hey, come on over.
Come on over, join the party. They may have had a slick website. And I said, I tell you what, you have a very nice website. Come on over to the party. They may have said, look, I had a nice Facebook page, and I said some sweet words. Come on over to the party. Let me tell you something, folks. There's a good chance you won't survive that party.
Nope.
And if they don't get you today, they're going to get you tomorrow.
Oh, yes. They'll get you tomorrow.
We treat our business relationships the same way.
And that's something we need to really, really think about all the time.
Who is behind this website that you decided to go out just to save another 10 cents? You decide you're going to send all your money now to some company you don't even know who owns it.
And they do it every day.
The money you are saving is peanuts on the dollar. Because I'm going to tell you something. Business relationships is the key to your success.
There you go. Yeah.
If you think you can do it by yourself,
you're crazy.
Are thinking too small.
Yeah.
So, since we know that, and believe me, folks, this is a fact. This is not a Robert Gatewoodism. This is a fact. My company, and I bet you anybody's company in this building, including Dr. Kathy Hughes, was built on relationships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Either personal, business, spiritual, or some other old. They were built on some type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if now you're deciding that instead of trying to nurture relationships,
I'm going to take this easy way out and send everything I have over to some place where I've never even seen the people before.
Don't know the people, just assuming they're going to do what you want to do. And like open yourself up to more things than you ever want to imagine.
And like
imagine.
You said, it's just to save money. I have them in my email all the time.
Let me tell you something. These are some of the people that you're possibly giving your money to. Right-wing extremists. Okay? Skinheads. Nazis. Because their website looks just like yours, okay? Terrorists, domestic and foreign. These are some of the folks that you're giving your money to, okay? Stealth competitors. You don't even realize that some of the folks you're giving your money to is also one of your competitors operating in a different
light, absolutely.
And con artists.
Oh, man, you'll find them all the time. They have all the slick stuff. I get so many calls from people. You know, you just, you have a credit line of $100,000 or $300,000. Can you call us?
Yeah.
Could you send us a no. You know, you have to call me to tell me I got $300,000 line of credit. I should know it before you know it.
Exactly.
So,
I'm preaching this morning. Now, what are some of the problems? What are some of the side effects of this? First of all, there's malware and there's viruses. Some of these websites you go to are actually phishing websites, PHI, phishing websites. Our good old friends Equifax, they set up a website for people to help find out more about whether they were hacked or not. And a phishing company, a spoof, set up a website with almost the same name. And they started,
people went
to the spoof website. That's what happened when you don't know who you're dealing with. Hackers. Redirects. Now, this is another problem. You can be redirected. You go to one of these websites, you can be redirected somewhere where you don't know where the heck you're going once again. And the identity thieves. Now, I'm not saying every time you find a good deal online or every time you run across somebody who you don't really know about that they're going to steal and take from you. But think about the folks that are in your circle already. Are they providing the same service? Why even take the chance?
Right.
I will tell you right now, I deal with Industrial Bank down here. I deal with people that I know. People I know 10 times quicker than somebody I just met on the internet.
Well, that's what it is.
And I'm a guy that's in technology, so I'm out there.
Right.
I know. I'm looking for the good deal and make the good connection. But if there is somebody that I know because I understand the value of a long-term relationship.
Right.
It's not just that quick buck. That long-term relationship is going to save your business in some cases. So what does that provide for you when you start nurturing and bringing those relationships home? Well, first of all, security. You're going to have more security. You're dealing with people that you know.
You know, you feel comfortable with, and people you have business before.
That's right. So you're probably going to even get better service because you can
call that person. You have that rapport. That's what's so difficult about nowadays. They have all this now. Everything is so automated. Well, you go to this web. No one, you talk to no one no more, you know. Mm-hmm. You talk to them, and now they got the middleman in there more so in the way of technology now. You know, no one, you don't speak to anyone anymore. They send you, they put your information there, and they'll get back with you.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
okay. Now, here's one that really gets deep. One of the biggest benefits also is self-preservation.
Absolutely.
Your survival, really, as a business, as a community, as a race, depends on it. I'm telling you, if that's serious, folks, we're sitting here watching our companies fail at an alarming rate. We're watching our kids being dumbed down. We're watching a government that's really Robin Hood in reverse. We have to start taking a more proactive step in preserving ourselves. And that's another reason we need to stop being so short-sighted and trying to take that quick buck when we have these wonderful relationships right here in our community. We have a caller on the phone. William, welcome to the show.
Hello, Robert, and hello to your guests. I'm 100% with you on that, Robert, about the partnership thing and about creating relationships and so on and so forth, because like you just said, if we don't do it, those businesses will definitely fail.
They're going to fail.
I sent you an article today about what Whole Foods is about to do to small local vendors with this big Amazon takeover.
Right.
That they're getting ready to eliminate the small local vendors.
That's right.
Which is terrible.
What Whole Foods used to do is allow local vendors to bring their wares.
Right.
Now, Amazon's about to cut that out to be more like traditional grocery stores. So you got these things that are happening, and if you don't do, if you're not doing something to counter that, you're going to continue to have your economic, really, viability being chipped away with every single day. And we have to take a stand. We have to draw a line at some point. And the first thing I say, let's start, go back to building relationships. And dust off that old Rolodex. I know that's before your time, Decorum.
Yeah, she'll know about flipping that. But you have to understand also, this is by design.
Yeah.
All this is by design there. But with the handwriting was on the wall a long time ago, but we paid it no mind. So, I mean, you look at it, now you're talking about people always talking about with this technology. It's only replacing people. Think about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this is about.
So what are we going to do about it? And the short time I have left, and thank you, William. We have to start networking again. We have, our first networking event where we actually
strength
bring
and numbers.
Together.
That's there you
right.
go.
We tell our stories. We let people know what we do because sometimes the person sitting next to you, they don't know what the heck you do. So get in a room full of people, of like-minded people, and you will walk away with not just customers, but stakeholders, partners, people who may invest in your company, suppliers, vendors, funders. You do that by networking and continuing to build and nurture these relationships. Folks, that's what we got to get back to. Now, I'm not going to say, let's throw away technology. I'm still a big fan of social media.
Absolutely.
I use social media myself.
Man, hey, it's the damn thing.
Right. But guess what I use it for? I use that social media to build relationships, to nurture the ones that I have.
There you go.
And eventually take those people offline and sit down with them face to face.
Right.
I met your wife on social media.
There you go.
And you know, but what tickled me about it, my old man used to say something. He's from down Florida. You know, my father, one of the country guys from down the South. And I used to go to the Veterans Hospital with him. And it hurt me. And he said, you know, y'all paid to tell me what I can't get. I want you to tell me what I can get.
Amen, brother. All right, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. But don't forget our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, 301-322-1700. If you need an office or somebody to pick up your mail and to have those good conference rooms. Don't forget the first Friday, go to Marketing Pulpit. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is greatly in need of volunteers to help with warehousing, shelter management, supply distribution, and administrative support. Those interested in volunteering can register at redcross.org/volunteer. Two D.C. area teens who faced long odds as babies are now celebrating their teenage years together.
We say to each other, I know what you feel like right now. We really do know what each other feel like because it's the same thing.
J.J. Jacine and Grace Haddad met as infants 13 years ago, and they each received liver transplants at the same Pennsylvania hospital 3 weeks apart. The families continued to stay in touch. Now the two say they're getting ready to go to J.J.'s homecoming at Ashburn's Rock Ridge High School. Metro is back to normal after early morning hiccups. Blue, orange.